long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
Sure, I'm glad that the choir boys shut down that portal for us.
But what were we after, like a Candy Mountain?
Well, we wanted to stop the Shadow Boys from stealing the hearts of our young women.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else that living that they could find in the radius.
I'm a fucking choir boy compared to you.
There you go. Welcome back, junior researchers, to the 15th episode of our 8th season of Botched. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start a little while after the last episode. You're starting off at Site 69, and to set the stage a little bit, it is a dark and stormy Tuesday night. It is intense thunderstorms, severe wind warnings. The rain is almost going sideways. It is a very intense storm that's supposed to last for at least another 4 or 5 hours. You all have received communication from another site that they have a group of MTF that are transporting an anomalous artifact to a different site, but they're getting hung up because of the weather, and they need to hold up in Site 69 for the night.
Hold up in 69.
Yeah. So they arrive in what appears to be a heavily armored vehicle. It looks like a panel van, but they're not even being conspicuous. It is heavily armored. And they pull up to the gate as close as they can. They back it up. And they communicate that they would like entrance to the site.
Back it up.
Give us what? Entrance.
Give us entrance.
What do you provide for entrance?
Can you let us in?
Gary presses the button like it's his job.
Okay. As the gate opens, they back their van all the way, the rest of the way in, and then immediately signal to the camera or whatever it is that...
Got him. We tricked
you,
him.
Like,
we're in.
Close the door. These MTF, they are covered in blood. Two of them get out of the van anyways, both from the front seat. And they're both covered in blood, and they look visibly shaken, like they've just been through some shit. And they very slowly walk over to the back of the van, and they open up the doors, and there's the third MTF member who is holding a glass case, but looks like he has a look almost as though he's paranoid any step could cause severe diarrhea, like, you know, that very paranoid... Like, he's holding it very gingerly, but it's a glass case, heavily lit. There is a lot of light inside this case, and if you'd like, you can do a perception check or, you know, whatnot.
Gary from the cam room watches it with a 12.
21.
Okay. 21's much better.
I rolled a 19.
So, Phil, what's your name, the character you're playing?
Gummy. Calvin Doinkster?
So you're not playing your site...
Well,
your
I didn't know
researchers.
Where we were starting.
We're starting at Site 69.
Okay, so you want me to start with my main character?
Yeah, I figured you guys should start with your mains.
Jessica Tora. Right, Jessica, yeah.
And...
I'm the former comptroller of Minnesota.
Paranoid podiatrist.
Now, once again, voice in head, I know you remember the name of Scott Hopkins.
Scott.
Your favorite soon-to-be site director of Site 69.
Uh-huh. If you live long. So Jessica
well, he
and Scott,
never puts himself in trouble, see, so he'll never get killed.
And then what's your character's name again?
Shayna Gully. Come on.
Boss bitch, Shayna Gully.
Shayna boss bitch.
BB.
So, Jessica and Scott, you're there in the loading dock, I assume, and you notice that...
I'm drunk.
Sure, you're drunk.
I love to get loaded.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
The... case that they have, you see that it's a clutch of about a dozen eggs.
Nice.
They're marble sized, almost perfectly round, not quite. They're sort of a whitish yellowish color, and they're just in this glass case. Jordy, Shayna Jordy.
I'm doing UV Chief light engineer. Therapy.
Okay, UV light therapy. All right. So yeah, they come in, and they're like, we need a room with heavy lights to keep these in for the night. These batteries are getting low.
Why do you need so much light?
You don't want these in the dark. Believe me, you don't want these in the dark.
Why not? Explain.
What are they?
Let's see here.
I mean, I understand that they're eggs.
They're not. We haven't classified them yet. They look an awful lot like centipedes, though.
Once they hatch.
Yeah. These are consistent with centipede eggs.
What are they, like Tony Shalhoub in the X-Files episode where he's featured?
Shalhoub, but that's
whatever.
Fine.
I've only heard it read.
He's a Shalhoub. It's fine.
Well, I mean...
A lovable Shalhoub.
We can throw him in there with that containment cell. We keep SCP-538, those shadow spiders. It's got some badass lights in that bitch. And they're already bugs.
Well, I don't think we should put two bad guys together.
I was to say, the protocol's not to put two SCPs in the same
room.
Let's
see how they can work together to end the world.
Take it, super bugs.
We have unlimited rooms and resources.
Okay.
Oh, we have unlimited rooms here now. Is that why my office is in a fucking broom closet?
It's because you got a mouth and no one likes you.
I won't argue with you there.
Yeah, let's put them in the, room.
Let's say your site is six floors. Bottom floor is where the thermonuclear device is. That's where the shadow spiders are kept.
Let's put them in room 9.
Which floor?
On floor
would you like?
6.
All the way on the bottom.
No, room floor 1.
Okay, so top
but
floor.
But, I mean, that's just a suggestion. I'm open,
you know what? Let's call the, council real quick and get their opinion on where these should be stored.
Yeah, can I see the file on this SCP?
Ladies, if you want to be site director, you got to be a little bit more assertive. Let's make a decision and let's stick with it.
Show me the goddamn file for this SCP.
We don't have a file yet. We just discovered them and we secured them.
Scott, open up a file.
Why are all of you so scared and bloodied?
There were 10 of us.
Okay, so...
Now there's 3 of us.
Explain how those numbers got decreased.
Because the centipedes got in the dark, and they turn into gigantic centipedes. In the dark, and they ripped us apart.
How gigantic?
I bring out a flashlight and start shining on the fucking eggs.
10 meters long, 2 meters wide.
How high?
I mean...
As high as they can get with 10 meters.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Are we talking
what
like...
What a disgusting chode of a centipede.
Talking like... House centipede? Are we talking like...
No, the Amazon gigantic centipede.
No, I mean like in the shape of it. Yeah?
What?
So it's got like
it
all the little
it
little feelers.
It looks exactly like
with pincers.
The Amazon gigantic centipede.
Okay.
Except for...
And sorry, what's
you
your name?
Get in the dark. My name's Ralph O'Malley.
Ralph O'Malley.
Amazon.com. Giant centipede.
That's just candy.
But you could just buy the eggs on Amazon.
Gross. Looks plastic. Well, it looks gross. Was that not the Amazon we were talking about?
Yeah, well, if we can buy the ants on Amazon, then...
They're not ants. They're centipedes, but
the
they're
egg
not
well,
centipedes.
Well, the natural enemy of the centipede is the ant, voicing head.
Is it?
Shayna goddamn well knows. That's why she said it.
One of my favorite pastimes is to sit in my house and drink a bottle of wine and watch the ants tear apart the house centipedes, which is why I don't put down ant traps.
Yeah. So...
So I've been calling the S5 Council as they've been yelling at each other.
Sure.
We're not yelling. We're having
Run
a conversation.
Run to daddy, Jesse. Run to daddy.
Where do they think we should contain this?
Well, if they are as dangerous as they said, I wouldn't put them on the top floor where it's easy for them to get
to
out.
To escape because they could be uncontainable.
So like I said, 6 floor, room number 9.
6-9.
In 6-9.
Six, nine.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it
Boss
all the way
bitch.
Down on the bottom.
I made that decision.
Sure.
Whatever.
So they
were friends. We were gonna go get cocktails together.
They take
I didn't like your cocktail order.
What was wrong with a grenadine and Guinness? They're wonderful.
Do you even drink?
I drank all of it in front of you.
Oh my god.
They take the clutch of eggs down to the 6th floor and put it in room 9.
Put a little splash of Kahlua in there.
A guinadine.
And there are giant spotlights in each corner of the room as well as in the middle over top and then on the side. So this thing is just bathed in light.
I called it the Ed Gein.
We should also probably have backup power to this room.
the whole building has a backup.
Yeah, but also redundant backup power to this room.
Okay.
Do we have like a little hamster wheel?
I mean, they have a backup generator and then a backup generator to the backup generator.
All right. I'm satisfied. Yeah. Go back to floor one.
Okay. So, couple
Scott,
more.
Sorry, were you talking?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, voice it had. We're also going to have our local site security fire team, Flaming Hot, standing by with their flamethrowers outside the door there, just in case.
Just in case.
Right? They're hot off burning up a Sarkin cultist, and they're itching for more blood.
And also, what if we put like spotlights on their shoulders on those backpacks too, to shrink them down?
Fuck Shayna, well, that's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
Don't fuck Shayna, but yeah.
We don't know if they shrink in light. We just know that the light stops them from growing.
Mr. O'Malley.
Yeah.
Do they shrink when you put light on them?
Not that we could see.
Did you try that?
I mean, we have flashlights and whatnot. We encountered them in the dark in a cave.
But you never used something that encompassed the entirety of them with the light? You only just shone like a little bit at them?
I mean,
let's try it.
Hold on. You found them in a cave.
Yeah.
So they were huge.
They were already huge.
Yeah.
So you killed them all and took their eggs?
That was the directive of the site director of the O5 Council.
Light keeps them small and ungrowing.
They had laid this clutch of eggs on one of our other MTF members, and we had a flashlight on them at the time. Somebody was watching them as they were dying, and the eggs didn't hatch. However, there was a different clutch of eggs that was not in direct light, and those hatched immediately. So we put two and two together, and it seems like they won't, you know, grow or hatch as long as they're in light.
But you don't know that they... So they won't reducto if there is no light-o?
I mean, we haven't tested it.
Your Spanish
just found
is
them.
Impeccable.
We didn't... We weren't conducting research. We were trying to secure them.
Thank you.
Good job containing.
Yeah.
And I'll give them a little pet.
And I'll give them a little
pat on the ass there. A little tappy. Good job, go team.
Sure.
What was the name of your squad?
It was the Creepy Crawlies.
Because you're known to be doing what?
We deal with SCPs or anomalies of an insect nature.
What? You have some sort of fucking D&D stat? Gives you +5 against insects? What's
MTF the deal? MTF 8-7, otherwise known as Creepy Crawlies.
Uh-huh. Y'all just not scared of bugs, or y'all all used to be exterminators. What's the deal?
I mean, we're just the team that they send in for bugs. I don't know.
I feel like Bug Boys or like Bug Out Boys would be a better name.
I didn't
for
name
a bug
this.
SCP.
That's the name that we were given.
Group.
That's our designation that we were given.
Old Bug Eyes.
Sure.
Love that guy.
Bug Bros.
Bugsy. Mm-hmm.
The Bugums.
We're going to go.
The Bug Bunnies, y'all were hot ladies.
Sure. We're going to go to a recreation room and try and sleep. And probably take some amnestics so we don't remember.
Yeah, you got a little something on your face.
Yeah,
there.
We're going to burn our outfits.
Do you want to scan them for eggs, maybe bury their flesh first?
I don't know. Just burn them up.
What?
Okay.
What? Obviously, these guys are Class E for now. They're not going to fucking the break room. They're going to quarantine.
Okay.
A well-lit quarantine.
Okay. So that you lead them off to quarantine.
I mean, they were pretty upset. I don't know if they...
Well, they're going to be upset for a little while, and they're not going to get the fucking alien queen bursting out of their chest in 3 days either.
Let's turn the lights off where they're at to see if they do explode.
Do you think we could just, like, shine light
That's
inside of
dark,
them?
Dark, Jesse. Let's do it.
You turn the lights off and they freak out.
You gotta break a few eggs, you know.
They freak out and scream a little bit, but they don't burst into
insects. Power is not super reliable because of the storm.
Well, you just gotta nuke the hurricane. It's all right.
Well, almost as though the universe didn't think that joke was that funny, the power on the site goes out for a moment.
Is it because we nuked a hurricane?
And then
Nuke the Hurricane sounds like a Megadeth album.
True. It does. The power flickers back on for a second. That's the backup generator. And then goes back out again. The lights then flicker back on again because of the third generator before going out almost immediately. The site is now in complete darkness.
Goodbye.
Voice ahead. Luckily, the SCP Foundation isn't a bunch of idiots, and in addition to the on-site nuke, we have an on-site nuclear reactor, so it's fine. Episode over.
Okay. None of the lights are coming on.
Let's go to Applebee's.
Shit.
Yeah. You're not sure what's up because none of the computers are online.
So Shane is out. Shane is gone.
Complete darkness.
Shane, go bye-bye.
I'm going to hop on the radio with the fire team flaming hot. What's going on down there, fellas?
You hop on the radio, and you try and call them. You don't hear anything back.
Now, since they are...
Chili's? Chili's? Chili's?
Chili's? Chili's? Yeah.
Chili's.
So you guys leave to go to Chili's.
Yes.
Okay. It's our mobile command center.
Are you putting anybody in charge when you leave?
We can do all our best thinking at Chili's.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tucker the intern's really been, he's really been stepping up lately. The old Tuck-Tuck.
Oh, and Tucker, thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Here are the, Tucker, you sound different. but here are the keys. Don't, without a scratch, Tucker. Without a scratch, okay?
Wait, do we already have a Tucker?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was Dennis.
Yeah,
Dennis
was Tucker. He was the intern in the bullet.
Oh, but I thought, didn't we have a character that we were going to rotate around every time?
That's Nibbles. That's
oh,
only
that's
in
right.
Nibbles.
That's Nibbles. Yeah, I forgot.
Was Tucker just like a, hey, guys, this is Tucker.
It is now.
All right, great.
You're just doing Scott, but as Dennis.
he's the Nepo baby intern, is Tucker.
Yeah, I, guys, I'm in charge now. I'm just an intern.
And Godspeed. Goodbye.
You're going to learn to earn your stripes.
I mean,
here.
Actually, I think we should go to a Waffle House tonight.
Yeah, Tucker, you're going to do great. And when I get back, we're going to talk about you impersonating me. Goodbye.
Okay.
Fucking son of a bitch. I hate that motherfucker again. Let's go get fucking blue one.
Clearly your son. He joined the SCP to
find
learn
his
more
daddy.
About you.
No fucking
to
way.
Meet his father. His mom was a foot model. On the JCPenney.
I can't wait to tuck this character away with my sore throat. Okay.
So, let's cut to a break room on floor number 2. Mm-hmm. There are 3 individuals in the break room as the lights have gone out not once, not twice, but 3 times.
Baby, when the lights go out.
Who are my 3 individuals in the break room?
My name's Plugs Bumley. I am a Site 69 engineer. I do mostly wiring.
Okay.
Some light IT, plaster, carpentry, masonry.
Drink some LITs.
Demolition. Sometimes I sleep.
All right.
Rarely.
Fair enough. Who else?
This is Randy Dynamite, janitor.
The only janitor in America to have jumped over 62 cars on a motorcycle.
Randy Dynamite.
I can't do stunts anymore. My knees are fucked.
Yeah.
And my name is Calvin Dinkster.
Calvin.
Spit it out, Calvin.
Dinkster.
Lunch lady.
Lunch lady.
Yeah, I work in the cafeteria.
So you're all very well equipped for this.
I mean, I know my way around a cutting board.
Uh-huh. So the lights have gone out 3 times, and you are all by yourselves in this break room as Calvin has just served a snicky snack to the other two.
Deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But I put extra mayo in mine. I use mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, a cup of each.
Okay.
What kind of mayonnaise?
Did you just say Miracle Whip?
Hellman's.
Apple mayonnaise. Oh.
But the one with the olive oil.
The healthy kind.
More delicious.
Okay. What are you doing? You're in total darkness.
Total.
Well,
it's pitch black in that room.
That sounds like another 4 hours of overtime to me. Shit. And voice in head, it's important to note that me, Randy, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
Calvin.
We're all friends because we're 3 of the employees at Site 69 upon which all the shit falls.
We're on a League of Legends
Literally.
Team.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for a jungle. So if you know anybody.
Okay.
Clearly I'm top.
Let's just play threes.
I'm healer.
I'm
Yeah, you guys are the support ADC duo.
Yeah.
And I play top lane. So we need both a jungler and a mid.
actually. That's what right. if you play three? Or I guess three.
But we just really
anymore.
Need a jungler.
Crusty jungler.
Crusty here's jungler. Crusty jungler.
I now want a fucking Hot Fuzz remake, but they make fun. They make fun of, like, League of Legends kids move into the town and they kill them.
Crusty junglers.
Crusty junglers. Oh, that's
dot
great.
.com.
All right.
Crustyjunglers.com.
Calvin.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name again?
Butts.
Plugs?
Plugs.
Butt plugs.
Plugs.
Just electrical. Just think plugs.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing?
Calvin. Plugs. I'm going to have to go check the backflow because shit's going to rain out of the faucets if I don't reset it after a power outage like this.
Randy, I know you've had like 12 concussions.
Huh?
But are you concerned that the lights going out is going to affect the plumbing?
The power.
The water filtration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's pumps.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
You guys can go.
Hey, Plugs can admit when he's wrong. I'm sorry, Randy. You're right.
No problem, but also, like, if the lights are out, the cameras aren't working, and in the backflow pumping room, I've got a stash of beer. So if you guys want to...
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Which floor is that? You're on the second floor. Which floor is that on?
I don't know. World.
The pumps would probably be on the top floor, huh?
Pumps at...
Or would they be down where the generators are?
Oh, yeah, because they would want to pump it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
probably
but
down the sixth floor?
Downwards.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know what? The sixth floor is probably the highest security because of the nuke. So I would say the fifth floor.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Take follow me. Grab some flashlights and we'll go down the access hatches and get to the pump room so that... We can drink some fucking PBR.
Can we stop at the cafeteria for first?
We're in the cafeteria.
I thought we were in the break
attached
room.
To the break room.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay,
what do you want?
Let's
spit it out, Calvin.
Let's get some snacks to go.
We're going down to get beer, Calvin. You want fucking snacks for the trip? It's three flights
nuts?
Of stairs.
Get some
pretzels
nuts?
And nuts.
Go get them. Right there.
Just
go. Grab it. Just do it. You don't have to tell us. Just do it.
Stop yelling at me.
All right. Flicking my flashlight at you. Go.
I go to the kitchen.
Okay. You're in the kitchen.
Watch your case there, bud.
Why were there three?
I'm going to grab...
Is this podcast a dog whistle?
Ooh.
If it was, you wouldn't hear it.
We all botched.
Not a dog whistle. We only deal with blue falcons. I grab a knife and I grab some fruit snacks.
Dried fruit. Fruit leather.
No, fruit snacks.
Fruit like
gummies.
Like fucking gummies.
High low.
Yeah. High.
Like fruit jammers.
Yeah. There you
how many
just
boxes
gotten
of Gushers?
A fresh box of fruit snacks, both the Welsh's and also
palette of Gushers.
Hold on, this is a very important.
Okay.
Is it the mixed berry Welsh's or is it the strawberry only?
All
Welsh's?
Grape. Okay.
You got both.
Okay, so I leave the mixed berry behind and I just bring the strawberry.
Okay. Well, I mean it's a large box. You got it from Costco, so.
Okay.
There's like 50 packs.
I have pockets.
Okay.
And an apron with a pocket.
And an apron.
Yeah, he's got a janitor onesie. Whoa, that's the you're the cafeteria.
And no,
I have
a janitor.
You got an apron with pockets. Yeah.
So and you're
got,
just wearing. So you're just crunching along.
Well, no, they're
silent bags.
Yeah.
Not.
You're not opening them all and just dumping them into.
As
your
somebody who has stuffed bags of gummies in their pockets and tried to move
me vacuum
off,
seal
doesn't
my
work.
Pockets.
No, this is the new environmentally friendly ones. They're made of burlap.
I open each packet and dump them into my pocket so I can minimize the sound.
That's a lot of time.
Burlap gummies.
A pocket full of gummies.
Burlapgummies.com.
A pocket full of gummies.
How many bags would it be? 50, you said?
Yeah.
Give me a high load at double speed. Just what? Like, no. Take the knife, slice,
give
dump,
me a dex
slice,
check.
Dump.
Sure, I'll... How many ounces are each bag?
They can't
like
be much
personal
anymore.
Ones?
They can't much. Be... Yeah, they're personal.
Y'all ain't buying in bulk?
17. Yeah, well, I went to Costco for these. So.
I mean, if you're trying to rush it in a couple of minutes, you get about 17 bags.
Good.
What is taking him so long?
And I'm gonna go back.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing in there.
Is he stuttering with the knife?
He just comes back.
Don't make fun of the stutter.
Nothing in his hands.
Cool. You're right. It's not his fault.
I got a knife.
Good.
All right, let's go get beer. No.
You said nuts and pretzels.
I put on my
headlamp. You have nothing. You visibly have nothing.
I got a knife, and I guess we sold out of nuts.
All right, well, grab your flashlights, y'all. Let's go.
So, sleight of hand. Versus passive perception.
15.
You mean to roll a...
That's going to beat everyone's passive.
You don't have to roll, it's passive.
Yeah. What are your
passive? I don't have a stat yet.
12.
Yeah, you guys don't notice.
Which stat?
Doing anything.
Passive perception is 10 plus your wisdom bonus.
11.
Yeah, you guys don't notice anything. So yeah, you guys head further down. Now, oddly, you don't see anybody in the halls. You did hear a bit of a commotion when you were in the break room, and then because it took Mr. Gummies over there so long to put gummies in his pockets, you don't see anybody anymore. It's pretty quiet till you get to that access hatch to go down. Roll me perception checks.
Do you mean the stairs?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought
I said hatch.
Yeah, he said hatch. That's why I'm confused.
Why are we going down the... Let's just go down the stairs.
Oh,
we're gonna get
hurt. I got mini bottles in the access hatch.
Oh, okay.
You just got booze and snacks.
Let's go down the fucking hatch. Say less, my dude.
16.
Okay.
Randy Dynamite got a 19.
I'm sorry, what are we rolling again?
Perception.
Active perception.
Roll down.
Another 19.
Okay. Fuck you.
All of you can hear what sounds like distant gunfire.
It sounds like what?
Distant gunfire. And screaming. But it's in the distance, and it's below you.
Let's go ahead and close that hatch behind us.
Yeah.
Not above
you.
No,
it's we're going
below
towards
you.
The
You're
gunfire.
Going towards it.
Let's crack the hatch above.
Let's wait and let the sound simmer.
Wait in the hatch?
Where... Are the mini bottles, are they taped to the hatch door?
They're behind every fifth rung on the access ladder. Both sides. You never know when there's going to be an overnight.
You never know.
It's like an egg hunt.
Okay. So are you guys are just hanging out in the access.
No, I'm going to start climbing down because I need to chase this Vladimir with something.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can't just let this simmer in our mouths. Okay. It's nasty.
And... I'm going to drop a rope from the top to the bottom so that, I don't know, maybe that'll help in the future. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know where you got this rope from.
I'm a janitor.
I don't know any janitors that carry rope.
Yeah, for the SCP Foundation.
Why would they have rope?
I basically have a dungeon
use
bag.
Yeah, but you know engineers that carry extension cords.
I do. That, at least, would make sense.
So use this extension cord.
Yeah, so you can tie that off. You go down to another floor.
Did I bring my deli slicer?
Nope, because you didn't say it. So you didn't.
Just your knife.
You just have a knife.
You can't.
Yeah, good luck carrying that shit.
You
down,
can't hand
down the rug
shave
with no hands.
You
know?
I was going to drop
it. He put straps
on
the bottom
head
of it so he can wear it as a backpack.
Like a drum. Like a drummer.
Oh, to the front, moves, right?
Yeah.
With a generator, so I could
just drop a ham in it.
Or not
time
even people's, fists and heads.
It's so you can shave the top of the can off.
You want a thin
and
thin slice?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Site 69 Marching Cafeteria! It's just a bunch of squishing sounds.
So when you guys get down to the next floor, you can hear what sounds like frantic running down the hall. You hear shoes, so it's definitely a person.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's a door, like you have your hatch, so you don't have to leave. You can let that pass on by.
I mean, we can't let someone just...
Oh,
I'm going to pop that open.
Okay.
Oh, there!
Hey! Over here!
Oh, my God!
Get in here! Get
oh
in here!
Get in here!
Well, so they're covered in blood.
And we shut the door behind them.
And it looks like they're kind of cut up a little bit.
What's wrong?
They've got some little bits of dangling off of them. They're like, oh, my God, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Here, have
we
some vodka.
Somebody's got to set off the nuke.
What?
What?
There's fucking giant monsters down there, man. They're ripping people apart. We got to blow this whole place up.
Be hasty. What happened to the fire team?
Hold on.
Fire team?
Hold on. Where's your badge?
It pulls it.
What's it say on it?
He's a researcher.
I need more
yeah, what
that
does it say below researcher?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, where it says, like, first name, last name. Where does it, what does it say there?
Oh,
Barry
his
Goldwater.
Name is Christian Dirk.
Barry Goldwater. Monkey business.
Christian and Dirk are two names.
Those definitely
those
are
two
names.
Yeah, Christian Dirk.
Chris, listen. I want you to
it's
listen.
It's
Christian. Chrissy.
Nope, not Chrissy. It's Christian. I go by my Christian name.
Dirk?
I put him through
Here's
the meat
Here's what
slice.
We're going to do.
You don't have it.
We got a pack of cold ones waiting for us down behind the generator on
what?
Five.
Cold ones?
Yeah.
Does he have hands?
Perhaps.
And that is a ticking
ribbon.
Time bomb.
To an
That's
extent.
A ticking time bomb.
What's his hands look like?
They're all shredded up.
Like what?
Like something cut his hands all up?
Like if you were going to make it like a buffalo chicken dip?
No.
Does his hand look like buffalo chicken dips?
This doesn't look like
that
at all.
The chicken's like all straight?
I've made many buffalo chicken dips.
Have you?
More than you. You
Plugs, why do you say that the beer is a ticking time bomb?
Because it's cold right now.
They are cold right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You're worried about beer.
But soon.
There are monsters that will rip you apart.
Do you want to die sober? There are monsters that will rip you apart in this. Have you worked here long? That's every day here, dude. Calm
Those
down.
Ones are in their rooms. These guys are running around.
And we're in
Hold
the hatch.
On, what do they look like?
They'll get you in the hatch.
There was that weird red robe dude that bit the head off of fucking 10-gallon aftershave, whatever his name was. I don't know.
Tim Allen.
But Tim Allen
10-gallon Tim Allen.
Look, man, this is... You gotta relax, okay? Because the stress, it's not helping anybody, especially this little ticker right here, and I tap him in the chest. Okay?
Roll perception.
I got a 2.
Cool. You're just focused on beer.
21.
21.
I start climbing down. Fuck this guy.
Natural 20.
Okay. Plugs and Calvin, you hear, coming down the hallway, ever so slowly, it's like a ticking noise, like a click-clack, tick-tock, like all over the place, kind of heavy-ish, and the Christian starts to freak out. He's like, oh no, another ear.
Christian, shut the fuck up. Kevin, can you turn the pressure door there? Just make sure it's nice and tight.
Me?
Yeah,
Calvin.
Please.
My name's Calvin.
And before, excuse me, I must have mistaken you for somebody else. Calvin, can you go ahead and turn that pressure door for me, please?
Sure.
And of course, before all this happened, Randy did say that he was climbing down.
Yeah, you went down further. Okay. Yeah. So you turn the wheel to close the pressure door, and pretty quickly you feel a heavy slam against that door, and you notice that the metal around it is starting to, like, poke inwards.
Guys, we're gonna go down.
And this person
is go down.
Christian's freaking out and screaming.
Which way is Christian going?
His mouth is open.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put gummies into it.
Okay.
Yep. Shove a load of gummies in that sucker.
Okay.
And while he's doing that, I'm gonna take out a roll of duct tape so that I can duct tape the gummies shut into his mouth. Okay. So he shuts the fuck up.
And as you're basically stuffing this guy's mouth and taping it up and doing whatever else, that's where we're gonna take a break.
It's me, Philip D., cutting into your episode once again to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. You haven't supported yet? Why the hell not? No, I know you're fast-forwarding. I mean, I know that there's about 10 of you that are hearing this. But listen, patreon.com/botchpodcast is dope. $3 a month. Literally less than a beer. At any bar that you go to, we'll get you into the Discord, which is full of the Island of Misfit Toys community that we have. It's a safe space of fucking wonderfulness. $5 a month? How about an extra couple, thousand hours of content that we've been making since 2016? $5 a month, man! It's great. It's a PBR and a fucking tip to your bartender. There's more, though. I mean, you can do $10 a month, get an item into the show. $30 a month gets you at the end of every episode. Your name is called out as a great Patreon producer. And $50 a month gets you into the secluded club that is the one-off bi-weekly games that we play with patrons. I can tell you right now, with me and my patrons, I'm running a game I'm DMing it. I don't DM well, but they're having fun. It's set in the Fallout universe, and right now, as we speak, we're going through New Jersey. Why would you not want to do that? Hang out with other patrons. Get shit on by me, Tristan, or even Steve, and just support us. We could use it. We need it. We don't abuse it. And Chonky really needs that beer. So that's patreon.com/botchpodcast. Let's get back to the shit show.
And we're back. All right, so yeah, the door is definitely not going to last a terribly long time, as whatever's on the other side is very large and is ripping and tearing at it.
Guys, just send him up. Send him to go get help up.
Shut the fuck up.
Huh?
Shut up.
I keep climbing Christian, down.
Good idea, keep but shut climbing up. Down. Christian, go up and get help. Go up and get help, Christian. Run.
Isn't he on a Christian? Ladder? How's he going to run on a ladder?
Fails his sanity check and becomes a quivering mess right there in the just
on the ladder.
We're gonna
well, there's stages.
You go down Calvin, level, there's nothing we can do. We gotta fucking just leave him. Calvin, let's go.
So I position him right in front of the door.
Only person who has a headlight is Plugs, right?
I have a headlamp.
I have a flashlight. Fuck you.
Yeah, everybody has flashlights. I just have a headlamp.
Okay, gotcha. Didn't say that, but okay, it's fine.
They did.
I did at the beginning. Did you? In the break room.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So roll back, DM.
Okay, I'll roll back.
I didn't.
He's scary. He's all he cares about is fucking meat slicers and gummies.
Blue Falcon shit. We were covering for you, motherfucker.
I didn't.
Give me those gummies.
No.
So the door is retching more and more as it's like being ripped apart.
That will soon be... Critchin' Retchin'.
Roll me a perception check, Randy, as you're down another floor. So you're on the fourth.
Five.
Yeah, you just keep on going down. Yeah. Now, are you just going...
Eyes on the prize.
Are you going to keep going down to the next floor to the fifth?
I'm going to the fifth floor where I have some cold ones stashed and I have a flashlight pointing down.
All right. Yeah. Down on the fifth floor. You make it all the way to the bottom. Okay. Hatch is currently closed. You continue to hear gunfire, by the way.
Behind this hatch?
Somewhere outside this hatch you hear gunfire.
I'm going to try to slowly turn it.
Okay.
And peek my head out the outside.
Okay. You peek your head out the outside.
Decapitation station.
I assume you're using the flashlight.
Yeah.
Okay. So you peek your head out the door and you look down the hallway and there is about a 30-foot long centipede that's all bound up in the hallway and it's currently ripping somebody in half. And the lower section of the, like the back end of the centipede, the tail, is just spurting eggs into the lower half of this person, who's still not dead, by the way. They're screaming in agony as they're ripped in half.
Turn off the light.
They can't be dead because it needs to be warm to incubate those eggs.
You know, though, because you shown your light down there or whatever, that the centipede definitely sees you.
Hmm.
And when it finishes with the two halves of the body, because it lays eggs in both, it drops the bodies and then starts to scurry quickly in your direction.
I try to close the door.
Okay, you close the door.
And turn it shut.
Okay.
With a botch.
Oh, you could have said nothing. Yeah. He didn't make me roll to close the door.
Yeah, I mean, it's just close the door. You don't have to roll for that.
Well, quickly, I assume.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so you shut the door.
Mm-hmm. It's shut.
What are the other two doing?
I'm starting to...
To descend?
We're still on our way down.
And I'm counting every five so I can grab the bottle out from behind.
Okay. Both sides.
You hear the door above you rip off, and Christian starts screaming for a few moments as you look up and you see he is grabbed by the centipede and yanked through the doorway. But he's like bent in half to fit through the door and just pulled right through it.
At least he had a mouthful of gummies.
It's true. So he was just a...
Would he have choked on those gummies if he's screaming?
Yeah, he was partially choking at the same time.
As he was being such a good boner.
Broken in half and pulled through and terrified and all that jazz.
Randy is climbing up.
That's how Cal Ripken died.
Well, Randy, as you close in the door, as you close it, the two of you that are coming down, you look down, you see that Randy has closed the door, and as soon as he closes the door is then ripped right back open, and Randy is shoved up against the wall inside with the back end of this centipede, and you just can hear this, you see this pulsating from the tail as it's just going into his chest.
Dinner first, baby.
I whisper to Calvin, fourth floor, fifth floor.
I think that is the fourth.
Sanity checks for everybody.
That was the fifth.
Even Randy?
Yeah, especially Randy.
Three.
You're losing your fucking mind.
19.
Okay.
I'm going to be a mother soon.
Yeah, you are.
13.
Yeah, you're not doing super great, Plugs.
Can we get advantage for drinking the vodka?
I really want to get on the fourth floor right now.
Well,
leave.
So the centipede ejects from Randy's chest.
Into
and
Randy's
and
chest.
Another centipede...
throws bills.
Looks like
at
a tail
him.
Goes in. No, and just spews some sort of frothy liquid all over,
on, boy.
All over him. And you guys notice almost immediately this popping noise as these smaller centipedes start burrowing and popping out of
this is
Randy's
forte, man.
Chest. And like out through his mouth and his eye hole, and like each of the centipedes is getting bigger as it's like popping out and whatnot. So yeah, so you guys
see
that.
Where's his flashlight though?
It's on the floor probably.
Facing.
I think I did say I turned it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You, Dennis, you know I have trypophobia. You know that about me.
In real life?
What, the little hole thing?
I'm absolutely disgusted by small holes. Like,
yeah. Oh, I don't know. These aren't small holes. They're pretty big holes. All over the body.
Yeah, but from far enough away.
Okay, so far enough away. Yeah, there's super small holes that are being plugged with centipedes.
I look up at the moon. Ugh, it gives me the shit.
But like, you see like centipede legs jutting out, antenna jutting out. Like 100 different centipedes are all growing out of this body simultaneously, and Randy's body sort of like flips over on its side as some of the legs, and it starts crawling around.
Okay, so he's walking it off.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
That fourth floor is looking real good, voice and head. We're going to pop out on the fourth.
Okay, you pop out on the fourth floor. You pop out and immediately get run into by some MTF members with flamethrowers. And they're like, oh, are you compromised?
No.
Just Jesus.
I mean, I shit my pants.
We got to get the generators back on.
Calvin, can you close that hatch behind
us? I closed
you,
the hatch behind us.
Oh, are there fucking centipedes in there?
There's a lot.
We gotta fucking go.
Yep.
To the fifth floor.
I mean.
And you, the large, swarthy Italian looking MTF member, who are you?
Spencer Allen.
I.
Oh, sorry. That's Tristan's. Yeah, Tristan's character. Sorry.
Tristan is the MTF.
Ham candy.
Ham candy.
Okay. Ham candy.
Why you ask?
For those at home, Thanksgiving is in 2 days. So guess what's on Tristan's mind?
Ham and candy.
The two meals of Thanksgiving.
Candied hams.
Candied hams.
Steve, I was looking for
ham covered in
trypophobia images, and I found trypophilia subreddits.
Oh.
That's the opposite of what I have.
Oh, but I feel like it has a... Oh, my God, that's gross.
Whatever you do, don't watch botfly videos.
Oh, buddy. I've seen...
Why would I not see that?
I know I've said this on the show a couple times, but I was on 4chan in 2005.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen a lot of nasty shit.
Sure.
All right. I mean, I get the trypophobia thing, because like it makes me feel my teeth, but it doesn't hurt us.
Okay. The MTF has smaller flamethrowers that he gives to each of
they're
you.
Children's size?
Oh, they don't have as big of a...
Pistol flamethrowers.
They don't have as big of a tank on the back.
They're lighters that are shaped like guns.
I give you a mouthful of Everclear and a lighter.
And a can of Lysol. Yeah.
Do with this as you will.
Yep.
Would you rather have nothing?
So, yeah. Hey, you're, man, on the fourth floor. And you need to get down to the fifth floor and turn on those generators.
Well,
and also,
well,
kill
there's
the
also beer down there.
Whoa, what?
There's beer, dude.
Are there hams?
Yes, hams, beer. It's all we drink in the blue collar departments of the SCC.
Yeah, dude. We're just pounding pork all day.
Well, let
hams, beer. Pound that pork.
Ham sandwiches.
Let's fucking go.
Ham, you do have a radio on you, unlike the other two, so in case you wanted to try and call anybody, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, so we're on the third floor?
Fourth.
Fourth floor, and we're trying to get to the fifth.
Yes.
There is a centipede below us, and there's a centipede above us.
Yes. And then you're probably on this floor, too, somewhere.
King Candy to Alpha 6?
Yes?
What's your position?
That's where you say, well, I prefer doggy, but I mean, whatever you want, big boy.
I'm a missionary guy. No. He's like,
I'm on the fifth floor right now. They're eating my fucking legs. I can't feel it, but I can see them. They're crawling inside my legs.
In the hallway?
Yeah. They're eating my fucking legs, ham.
Can we fight? Okay, silence. Get it.
We get it.
Can we shoot fire down the hatch?
You can.
Because there's a giant centipede below us, right?
Somewhere in there.
But there's also a stairwell going down somewhere as well.
Okay,
there's
I'm
a stairwell.
I missed
there's
I was looking
elevators.
At pictures of trypophobia. Am I in the stairwell?
No,
or am I
in the
hatch?
We're in the hall.
You're in the hatch.
They came into the hall.
Yes.
So we're
we
not
came
in the
out from the hatch
into the hall. And I'm in the hall.
Yes.
On floor four.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Been come with me if you
I'm
want to live.
I'm Tristan.
Me, Tristan. Good gorilla.
Come with me if you want to live, y'all.
I do it all the time.
Follow Ham into the darkness.
Okay. I follow Ham into the darkness. I am inspired as fuck.
Where are you?
Just go to the stairwell.
Oh, the stairwell. Yeah. Okay. Roll me perception checks.
First, I'm going to
leave. Man, my favorite kind of roll. I never want to make any kind of roll, other kind of roll. So if you can make me not make any other kind of roll, that'd be great, Dennis.
Well, for right now.
Ham got a 18.
Okay.
Calvin Plugs. Got an 18.
Go okay.
Plugs got an 11.
You all can hear the skittering of a giant centipede somewhere down the stairs. Mm-hmm. So you know there's definitely centipedes in this stairwell.
All right, y'all, turn off all your lights.
But that's what keeps
and shut
them
the
from
fuck
growing.
They're already big.
He's the MDF. Do what he says.
They're
Calvin.
Already big, y'all.
Do what he says.
They're already big,
I turn
y'all.
It off.
I turn it off. I don't have a light.
You hear a shh coming over the radio.
I turned it off.
Okay, you
I
turn
get
the radio.
An indicator.
Okay,
that might have been some
right,
helpful
I,
indicator. Go off.
I close the door to the stairwell.
Okay,
and then I answer the radio.
Hello. Is there any other MTF alive?
Yeah, this is Ham Candy. What's up?
This is Ralph O'Malley.
Ralph, you were in the shit.
Yeah, we just broke out of the quarantine zone so we could try and help you guys.
Yeah, there's giant centipedes all
over
the shit.
Because it's dark, we told... Okay, so, couple things to note.
I got a flamethrower.
Flamethrowers help. They definitely don't like fire.
Yeah.
But they see by heat. So it doesn't matter how quiet you are, they're going to seek you out.
Okay.
By heat.
So unless you get like cold, like
I
a cold
go
one,
in there.
It's gonna be tough.
Cold ones?
Yeah, I mean, unless you can lower your body temperature to that of like a cold brew.
A cold one.
Yeah. It's
what?
Impossible.
Voice and head. What's the ambient temperature set to in the SCP-69 site?
42 degrees.
Celsius.
Typically, like a 70.
70 something.
Room temperature. We, as a preventative measure, voice and head, I'm going to go ahead and also recommend my cohorts do the same. I'm going to become emotionally unavailable.
Okay.
Cold and distant. I'm going to eat my pocket gummies.
He's as cold as ice. You've been eating them pocket gummies pretty fast, in fact.
They're my emotional support gummies.
You fool, don't you know the human body produces heat to digest gummies?
Hello.
Hi.
You've run out of gummies. It's your
oh
last
my
handful
God.
Of gummies.
You're going to get a wicked bad tummy ache, dude.
You stuffed so many in Christian's mouth to keep him quiet.
That's okay. They were sugar-free.
No, they weren't. They were all the strawberry. You only had one type of gummies. Quit trying to change it up.
They were sugar-free strawberries.
No, they weren't. So you're shitting. So you got diarrhea then?
No, you said no. So,
O'Malley.
Yeah.
Can one man with a flamethrower kill one of these things?
I mean, if you get real lucky.
What about three mans with three flamethrowers?
You could probably kill one as long as you get the drop on it.
Okay, let's go.
But if there are more than one of them, then you're fucked.
How did they kill him?
How did you kill him?
We had a squad of 10, and it was in an enclosed space, and we flamed most of them. Also, we had fire grenades, basically. Like little napalm grenades.
Do I have incendiaries?
You should have, Ham, you should have some of those.
Yeah.
Don't you high-low me.
High-low?
Low.
He's part of the fire team.
Is he part of the fire team, or is he just a random MTF?
He's got a flamethrower. Hopefully he's got a part of the fire team.
I mean,
he was part of a team that you created for this situation.
I didn't. He's just an MTF running around.
With God a damn it. Fuck it.
He's not named. He's a guard, basically.
Sorry. What? Calvin plugs?
Calvin.
Our best bet is to go down, and it's an enclosed space, and we have flamethrowers. So charge as a unit and shoot this motherfucker from close range.
I have some
y'all
pocket full of flashbangs.
We got a pocket full
and pepper
of napalm
spray.
Okay, no, none of that's gonna help y'all. All right, so let's go.
They haven't tried it.
They probably did. Follow
we
me
also
on
haven't
three
tried fucking them. Calvin, let's go.
Yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
So you head down the stairs.
Fucking
flamethrower is ready.
Okay.
Towards this thing.
So you're just forcefully going down trying to surprise it real fast and go, or are you trying to sneak up on it?
Fucking charge. You can't sneak on it because it has flame vision.
Flame vision.
That's what it's called. Heat vision. Heat-seeking centipedes.
All right. Jack.
So you run down there.
Hot sea.
And it's currently curled up at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, it's sleeping.
Nope, it's definitely not sleeping. It's skinning a person currently.
Oh, they're both sleeping.
It's sucking its own dick.
It's just putting a bunch more eggs in this.
We fire that shit to death.
The person is like,
dicks. Kill me.
Oh, keep him alive.
Before they can even say that, because a flamethrower shoots so far, I do.
Sure.
Look at them. They're like spooning.
Roll attacks.
So cute.
16.
Cool.
Oh.
With my fire cone towards the thing.
Okay. Tell me you botched. 18.
He got an 18.
Yeah, what'd you get?
18. I got a 1.
That's, what is, we have a word for that.
We do.
I fucked up.
your flamethrower, you can't figure out how to use it because you're a cafeteria person.
Well, no,
that's
no,
right,
that's
Phil. Don't give him the satisfaction
so
of saying the word.
It just doesn't go off.
No, because I have okay.
A creme brulee torch?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Nope, it's different. It doesn't work the same. For whatever reason, you just can't figure it out, so you're just not.
The safety's on.
Yeah. But the other two, you launch this torrent of flame down there, which it hits the centipede, lights it up, and it starts screeching and shrieking. The person who's being impregnated, basically like, thank you!
As they
dies,
burn?
As they burn it alive and die. And you hear the popping of eggs inside it, almost like ticks. You know, when you light a tick on fire and it pops. So
I've never done that. That sounds like something a sadistic child
either
would do.
Yeah,
I
rip them off.
Ticks.
Rip them off my dog and throw the ticks into an old granddad liquor bottle instead.
We put it in gasoline.
I flush it.
That won't kill him. Fire will kill him.
Whiskey kills him.
Gasoline definitely kills.
Well, gasoline definitely kills anything. Yeah.
Gasoline isn't brown. It's pink.
Interesting. I thought that was farm.
That's
gas.
Only farm off road.
Jet fuel.
Okay.
Steel ticks.
You have lit this thing on fire. It writhes around for a while, trying to figure out, you know, trying to get away, but can't. It's too big. It's stuck in the stairwell while it's on fire. And it eventually just sort of, like, shrivels up, and you hear the crackling and the popping of the flesh as it finally dies at the bottom of the stairwell.
All right, let's charge down. We gotta get ourselves down to the generator restart.
Okay. So you're on the fifth
floor.
Y'all
are deputized.
You're on the fifth floor now.
Get your lights on.
You have to hop over the burning corpse of the centipede, but you hop over.
Was there any...
No, I don't hop over. I crunch that shit.
It's on fire.
Yeah, and I crunch it. I've got my fucking... I got
Carhartts.
My Doc Martens on. It'll be fine.
Doc Farton.
I ain't touching that shit.
Was there any materials we could have gotten off that person?
Let's see here.
Do you like fire?
I was going to say... They're on fire, so it's probably unusable.
Prion disease?
Excuse me.
Oh, I didn't realize you farted, dear.
So yeah, I would say no, it's probably not usable. And if they did anything good, they would have exploded. So
get me to the fifth floor hallway.
We're in the fifth floor.
Stop
hallway.
Crunching on the crunchies.
I was looking for gummies.
You shine your light down the hallway, and there are... the hallway is undulating and moving at the end of the hall. Like, there's so many centipedes that are all... They were getting bigger. They don't seem like they're growing quite as fast anymore. But they're all, like, coming out of the bodies of a bunch of dead MTF researchers, D-class... Just all merging out of these, like, holes in the body, just like...
I turned on my flamethrower to full blast.
Okay.
And make a big cone.
Is there another way we could be going instead of running into the maw of the beast?
Intelligence.
B, I get on the radio and relay this information.
16.
Okay.
I got a 12.
Oh, I thought that was just for the person that was trying to figure the thing out. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. 8.
Okay. So, I mean, technically, you could also get through the vents. However, your army crawling through the vents, so...
They can see us.
Yeah.
Through the heat. Yeah, it's a bad
And then
idea.
You wouldn't be able to defend
yourself
nearly as well.
But I'm saying, like, there's only one hallway?
Yeah, we have a choke
there's
point.
Not, like, multiple hallways leading around this
So it's all like a square shape, but... So the area where the generators are located at, so there's... Technically, you could go around the other way, but there's also no guarantee that there's centipedes that way.
Well, I know, but there's guaranteed centipedes
yeah. So
right
try.
In front of us.
Yeah.
Are you saying, hold on, are you saying the hallways are kind of set up like a window pane?
Yes.
Where it's like hallways on the outside part. And then a crosshair in the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, we're at the bottom of the square looking at the mall.
Yeah.
At the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I relay this to O'Malley.
Okay. When O'Malley is calling you, like, you can hear the sound of flamethrowers going off, gunfire, yelling and screaming. But he's just like,
you gotta get down there, you gotta get those fucking...
They're swarming the entrance to stairwell K, everything.
Does this found it? I mean, this site has an armory somewhere, I assume.
Yeah, it's on the sixth floor, right next
to... No, they wouldn't put the armory on the sixth floor.
It's on the first floor.
No, it's on the sixth.
I mean, it closed the. If I can retcon and say I didn't shoot my flamethrower off into the darkness and just close the door before the undulating mass of monsters.
High, low, Tristan.
Low.
So you know, actually, that the main armory is on the first floor, but there are smaller armories on every floor, just in case.
In the stairwell?
It's not in the stairwell, but it's on this floor somewhere. The centipedes aren't at the exit of the stairwell. They're down the hall.
Okay.
What is a hall? But an exit of a stairwell.
No, don't even say persevering.
Nope. Can we go back? I mean, there's no guarantee if we go back up and come to a different stairwell.
I mean, your personnel that probably knows where the armory would be on this floor, I would guess. There's a chance you could get to it, and there's no centipedes. So if you hang a left and then around the corner, it should be right over there. As
Follow
opposed,
me, assholes. Let's go.
What is...
Make
what,
a break for it.
What is it, plus?
Mech suits.
I roll to cheese it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just... I do.
By the way, I need sanity checks.
I just do it, he says.
Looking down the hallway.
Go ahead and roll my...
so much carnage.
11. And then straight die roll. 10.
Okay.
5.
14.
Okay. So, Calvin is the only one keeping it together. The rest of you scream in terror as you both know people that are down that hallway that are now currently being bug incubators. Well, bug baby mamas, I guess. No incubators.
And we run to the...
Do you run now that you're screaming?
I mean, you can run and scream at the
same
time.
Yeah, run, scream.
None of your... in fear, stuck in...
I would say he would not be very combat effective right now.
I have seen many, many people run and scream at the same time. And I've seen a couple run and scream and shoot a gun.
We're going towards the armory.
Sure. You go around the corner and roll me a dex save.
Whom?
I would say that probably Ham is leading it, so Ham, roll me a dex save with disadvantage because you're freaking the fuck out.
Fuck you, I got a 12.
Okay. That's borderline, so...
I would have gotten a 21.
High-low.
Low.
So you run around the corner, and the rest of you guys As you are following suit, you are hit with a splash of blood as one of the tails of a centipede just happens to be swinging around and slices Ham's head clean off his body.
God damn!
And the head just fucking...
Can I catch it?
Roll dex to catch.
Nah, I miss it blinking. With a four.
He just headbutts you. It just it bounces off your head.
You
tried to
my
catch
it
with your
flinter.
Body instead of your hands is what the issue was.
Did it go into the armory and I can say, goal?
No, the door's not open.
I open the door.
I lift up my mini flamethrower and I say, die, leg devil! And I fire at it.
All right, roll to attack.
I pick up his flamethrower since it's better.
Okay.
It's still on my back.
I mean, you can pick
fucking
up the gun part.
Yeah, it's
fucking
fair.
Fucking seven. You fire straight up into the air.
Oh, no, the popcorn ceiling.
No, John Utah is going to do that. Fuck you.
One day.
John Utah's had 4 episodes to do that shit.
True, he hasn't done
shit.
Plugs Bumley does it in one.
Yeah. John Utah's does that at the end of the arc, okay?
18.
Yeah, so you go
journey.
Down, you grab it, and you fire off the shot. Your fire actually hits it, and while it doesn't kill it, it does cause it to scurry away as it's going up the walls and whatnot, and it just sort of bursts through a wall and kind of disappears.
I'm the hero.
The door is locked by key card, so.
Poor Ham.
I'm going to take Ham's key card off his body and scan it.
Okay.
Scan it.
Bleep, boop. Door opens, or it clicks, anyways. You open it, and it's filled with...
I'm going to pull his corpse in.
Okay. You pull his corpse in.
Yeah.
You shutting the door behind you? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Without
you let me.
Plugs coming.
You let me in?
Of course I'm going to let you in.
Open this door, you son of a bitch!
Inside, there's actually another MTF, or what's inside? Is there an MTF? Is it a D-class?
Yeah.
Is it a researcher? What is it?
Well, you can do a D-class. You haven't done a D-class in a while. You probably have a whole thing of D-class waiting.
Shut up.
You could be an accountant.
Shut up.
Jerry Turtleneck.
What is that?
D-class, okay. But masquerading as MTF.
So there is an MTF member with an orange jumpsuit and a helmet and like a flak jacket standing there with a gun pointed at the door when you guys burst in with a decapitated body.
The fuck are you guys doing?
My friend has tinnitus. And I come in and close the door.
You ain't got eggs in you, do you?
Just deviled ones. We had the devils.
He's been slamming those motherfuckers all afternoon. It's weird. And gummies?
I don't. They're gummy. Egg gummies.
Do I smell vodka?
Yeah, we had a couple shots on the way down.
I work in the kitchen.
You got any more?
We're down here for beer.
There's beer? No.
There's beer behind the generator.
Where's that?
And it is only cold for a few more minutes.
I know. Let's go.
It's on the fifth floor.
All right,
we're on the fifth floor. So it's down the hall with all the centipedes in it.
Yeah, I was in line to go in that room, and then the lights went out, and I cheesed it to over here.
Cool. Voice in head, can you describe in disgusting gun porn detail the contents of the armory?
So the armory.
There's some pew pews and some bang bangs.
That's right.
Some long guns and
some bang bangs.
Some assault rifles.
Some. So it looks like.
I can't fap to this.
The armory has been cleaned out
and did
a good bit, but there are a couple. There's a couple bullpups. Bullpups
of guns.
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Some
famosas.
Bullpup is a formation of a gun.
Oh, okay. I'm just going off
of the little scope and the long boy.
Bullpup. Now, I'm sorry, I have to. A bullpup is a formation of a gun where the chamber is behind the trigger. I'm sorry, the chamber. I'm sorry. Yeah, the chamber is behind the trigger.
Okay.
So if you think of a normal like rifle, there's the trigger,
uh-huh.
The trigger group, and right above it is the chamber.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
But in a bullpup, the trigger group and the magazine that feeds into the chamber are all behind the trigger, which allows you to shorten the barrel a great deal because the trigger group is in front.
So close to making it under an hour.
So
You know what? I got a bullpup. I'll show you.
Okay.
There's some Frefellis. There's some say, there's Torchos.
There's some FAMAS.
There's some Fratelli Brothers.
There's some M16s.
So this is your bullpup here.
I don't think we can do that on Twitch.
I think on Counter-Strike 1.6, the bullpup has a miniscope on it.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm going off Counter-Strike.
There's some rigatonis.
So there's some FAMAS.
Did you fucking turn me off for the gun?
No, I don't know. I flipped over to a page with guns on it.
There's an op.
There's M16s.
There's some rigatonis.
There's some deagles.
There's an auto shoddy. Couple auto shotties. There's a grenade launcher.
There's a pump shotty.
Between the three of us, who's the biggest motherfucker in the room?
Tristan, well, normally.
Probably.
Gary's 350 pounds. Jerry's 350 pounds.
Jerry's a big boy.
Voice and head, is there an Avenger minigun in here?
Oh, I'll give you the old hollow, Steven.
You know what? I'll roll for it to see what I decide.
Okay.
Low.
Nope. There's a spot on the wall where there was one, because the dust is there, but it's been taken.
Voice and head, is there a Brotherhood of Steel power armor suit in here?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Give me a high-low.
How dare you catch me in my Fallout?
Definitely not. You a high-low on something that's not in this universe.
All right, fine. Are there MP7s, which are like short submachine guns?
Yes.
I take two.
Okay.
And two to go.
Okay.
Are there rocket launchers?
Load of magazines.
RPGs seem good. Incendiary Hilo. Grenades.
Hi.
51. Yes, there's an RPG.
You did say there was one earlier.
And what? Fire grenades?
Yeah, there's a whole box of grenades.
Fire in the hole, boys.
Grenade for launcher?
I did say there was a grenade launcher, too.
Yeah. Let's go.
What do you want?
I've got my 9 and all these grenades.
Okay. I'm going to take the flamethrower off Candy's back.
Okay.
We'll put that on.
It was actually strapped to his ass.
Well, I'm going to strap it to my face and go.
All right. So you guys
and
exit.
I'm going to get grenades.
Okay.
And then is there any, like, snacks in here?
Are there any gummies?
I love
Are there any gummies?
There is a box of gushers.
I'm going to take the time to open them up and put them into my
Jesus
apron.
Christ,
you open the
Calvin.
Box and it's empty.
Now I'm ready. My stutter's gone and I'm ready to kill.
Does that count as a hit or not a hit for Low?
It wasn't Low. It was high. So he just got disappointment.
Let's go.
All right, so you go out of the room. The hallway has many large centipedes, some of which are partial people because they've grown, like, centipedes have grown out. These
Burn
centipedes
them all,
have,
Addy.
Like, tentacles coming out of them as well. The mandibles are huge, and they're all...
Incendiary grenades,
so
flame
they look
throwers.
Like second-stage Ganados from Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. And you're hearing over the intercom... Or I guess whichever one of you has radios. Do you have a radio? Did you take a radio?
Off of
Fuck yeah.
Candy.
How am I supposed to get out of here?
Okay. You hear on the radio some random, like, gurgling noises.
That's not very helpful.
And then you hear...
Those could be anyone's gurgles.
Sure. You hear,
"Your flesh is milk to us. We are one. Well, flesh is milk."
That's disconcerting.
It's kind of saying weird shit like that over and over.
I turn to turn it up.
Okay.
Let's mix that with some beats.
As motivation.
That's
Your
my
flesh
ASMR.
Is milk to us. Bump, bump. Your soul is one. Nah, 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 nah. 19.
You're 17.
Fine.
Jerry, don't
11.
Give no fucks.
Plugs?
Yeah, you're still alive.
Plugs,
you're okay. You're not doing great, but you're okay. You're keeping it together. You're just weeping.
Keeping it real,
I hate
goes.
It when people talk about milk.
You're weeping quietly to yourself. Like, I can't let them know that I'm crying. So you come around the court, and there's a whole bunch of these fucking things.
Fire fry, let's go.
Roll to attack.
Pew, pew.
What are you attacking with? your flamethrowers.
I throw incendiaries, and then I start shooting.
Okay.
And I'm going to lay down some suppressing fire with my MP7s.
Okay. Roll to attack.
13. Oh, no. 16.
Okay.
22.
11.
Okay. When you do that, it makes me think you botched. With your 11, you just miss. The rest of you do hit, and you light it up, and there's a good bit of fire keeping to the walls and the floor. And the centipedes are not rushing forwards. They're sort of like backing up.
They don't like the fire.
No, they do not like the fire.
Well, then I keep rolling more incendiary grenades to back them up.
Okay.
You shall not pass.
Hold me another set of attacks.
You're a Tolkien head?
Got an 18.
Okay.
I take a deep breath. Focus. 16.
There wasn't much else to read in the
16.
Yeah.
Prison library.
You three are like a little triforce of death. Just, you know, grenades and gunfire and flames. Just bop, bop, bop,
hey,
bop.
Someone keep an eye on our asses.
Whole way down there. If any of you turn around, you notice that some of the centipedes are trying to come up from behind. So you guys are just sort of like in a little triforce, just keeping yourselves going down this hallway and pushing the centipedes
rotating
further.
Death around.
Exactly.
In a circle.
Yeah. And luckily, none of you are like firing something directly into the wall in front of you to blow yourselves up. You eventually get around the corner through this hallway of death and destruction, just eviscerated bodies everywhere, now charred corpses and whatnot. Some dead centipedes just sort of like twitching and whatnot. And you get to the generator room, which the door is closed and needs a key card for access.
Radio
well,
up.
I have that, him obviously. Key. I have that. I'm the engineer. I got it.
You use your key card.
I swipe.
Beep boop. Yeah. The door
ow.
Clicks
all right.
open. You go inside, and it looks as though... you know what? You're the engineer. Roll me an engineering check.
I'm going to close the door behind us. Duh.
I will do that.
Keep that roll.
16.
So you ascertained that there was a short, and it was like a cascading failure from one generator to the next. So this is something you could fix, but it's going to take you a couple minutes. So they're going to need to keep whatever's out there at bay while you fix this generator.
Fellas, cover me, and I turn on my headlamp.
Now you could either, and I will give you this choice, you can either take your time, which obviously will take longer, or you could try and rush it. With
you know, keeping character harder. With my sanity checks, I'm probably going to rush it.
Okay. Roll me an engineering check.
And we're going to be outside the door
setting
flaming
traps
and whatnot in both ways. Yep.
Cleansing things with fire.
You roll
as
me.
God intended.
I like you.
Nine.
I could make out with you after the fire.
You kind of shock yourself a little bit. Ooh, ah, you get a little too ahead of yourself. God. You're not going that fast. You're slightly less than average.
Come on, Bumley.
The two outside, roll me attacks.
I got a nat 20.
Ooh.
So did my compatriot. Okay. We were born to burn together.
Sure.
We're burn babies.
What are the two weapons you guys are using again?
Well, I have incendiary grenades.
Okay.
And a pistol.
Sure.
And I was using Ham's flamethrower.
Ham Got radio.
So, Calvin with the flamethrower doing a pretty decent job of just keeping everything lit. Anything that comes by, it's catching on fire, screaming wildly, skitters
I'm
away.
Gonna take out a cigarette and light it with the flamethrower.
Ooh, I want one of those.
Jerry, you turn around because you get a little captivated at what
I like fire.
Calvin's doing, and you turn back around and you notice that one of these things is getting really close, and you sort of freak out and go, ah! And you throw a grenade, and it just happens to go down its throat.
Boom, baby.
Incendiary grenades, which freaks it out. It explodes into fire and then kind of catches the rest of the hallway on fire. So the hallway on both sides is pretty much fully engulfed in flames. It's
I am
getting
fully
really
engorged.
Hot in here.
Yeah.
And it's getting a little hard to breathe.
So I take off all my clothes.
I take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to kick the door in. You better hurry.
I'm going to roll my last two grenades down each hallway and come back inside to the engineering port.
Okay, roll me attacks.
I assumed because he was going quick that would just be like a thing.
No.
With advantage or not?
No.
Got a 13.
Okay. Toss your grenade down the hallway. It goes off. More fire. I mean, it's really fucking on fire now.
Big fire.
You head in. Roll me an engineering check, buddy.
All right.
Mr. Clark.
15.
Okay, so now you're working a little bit faster. So you've actually, you think you fixed the backup generator, but again, because of the cascading failure, you're going to need to fix the other generator for it to go
naturally,
off.
Naturally.
So give me another engineering roll. I'm calling off video game launcher here. Let me alone.
It's good.
22 voice in the head.
So
not good enough.
You feel. What you hear?
DC was 23. Sorry.
So the walls
you did
themselves.
Too well. You stripped the wires right. Too far.
Though you can hear the skittering outside. They're not getting close to the door because of so much fire that's outside, but they're almost trying to burrow through the walls at this point to get at you guys. And you fiddle around with the wires. You twist the one. You give it a little lick, for luck, obviously. And when you do that, you see a light come on the generator. So now all you have to do is pull the switch, and they should go off. Or one, I should say.
You know, I don't pull the switch.
3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Pull the switch.
Okay. You pull the switch, they immediately fire up. All the lights come on, and you hear a cacophony of shrieking noises as the centipedes sort of scurry around trying to find light. Eventually, the MTF do come down from above. Now that the lights are on, they're a little easier to deal with the centipedes, and they murder whatever centipedes they can find, get the situation under control. The site leaders, quote-unquote, come back from Chili's a few hours later to a charred-up MTF member waiting to give them a report. How was Chili's? Was it good, doctors?
I'm going to tell you what. What's your name again? What's your name again?
Justice.
Justice?
Yeah.
I would say what? There's a bartender at Chili's. His name is Frederico.
Frederico's the best.
Frederico makes low-ass margaritas. And we're not the least bit sorry. Why are you covered in dirt? You look so unprofessional.
Have you ever tried taking a shower?
We had to light most of the building on fire.
I feel like a lady again.
You look like a...
You what? Did what?
A fella.
And he pulls out a little, tablet with a screen on it to show you, and shows you the carnage of the giant centipedes, specifically one that looks an awful lot like...
My son.
Jerry Turtleneck.
One that looks an awful lot like one of the janitors scurrying out of the top of the site into the rainstorm and getting away.
Boys, I had... Scott's gonna just take a deep breath. He's gonna step away for a moment. He's gonna step just back a little bit. Tucker! Centipedes, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giant centipedes.
Well, were they coming?
What?
Or going?
According to reports, many of them were coming constantly.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm a cryptozoologist and should be able to sample out their cummies and get some readings on them.
Okay.
She's got to taste every single one of them.
Hands are we you not the tablet, and then just
tell
walks
where they're
away.
Going to migrate?
Are we not going to shoot that janitor?
He got away.
We'll find
you. You don't have one of those mild scope guns?
Mild scoped guns.
Mild shot, curvature of the earth scope
we
gun.
We only have hot and medium.
This was
there's
a while
no
ago.
Mild.
This wasn't just now.
Set well, out a helicopter with a spotlight.
Obviously, you guys send MTF, MTF Epsilon 1995 Tommy Lee Jones is after him. And you can find him.
Yeah. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He I don't does. Care.
Why you
he doesn't
you're
care. You're a bad Santa. Okay?
Why didn't the outdoor
why don't you care?
Turrets kill the Santa prom?
You don't have outdoor turrets.
You have indoor turrets?
Do you want to go to Santa prom with me?
I mean, is
he hands
you
the tablet and walks away grumbling angrily. And as he walks away grumbling angrily, the SCP designates the creatures as SCP-363, otherwise known as Not Centipedes. That is what we're going to call it, so thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Bodge Podcast. This episode, Peyton Bodge, was brought to you by Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, Big GM, the Knucklord, Chronic Skinnerd, B-Mail, fucking Chanda Panda crunching on some goddamn Fritos.
Frito bitch.
Fucking Frito bitch. Disgruntled furniture, quiz wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, God King, Red Panda Bash.
Long may the centipedes breed for him.
Supreme and old Swamp Items.
Bow, bow, bow.
Want to support the show? You can do so on different websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagras.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DMUDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chicken.Church, PartyMormons.com, or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast. Can't support us financially, but still want to support the show? You can head on over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Dragon Con app if it's still open, and give us a 5-star review.
Like our
thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. You can find her all over the internet at a Swan name. Emily, we salute you, Big Jim 5.
Big Jim.
You are this episode...
Redacted.
Redacted.
Before we do the as always...
I'm not there yet. Want to send something to the show? You can send it over to P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325.
I hope it's tequila.
Chucky will open it up and chug whatever it is here on stream, and then it will go on the shelf of shame that we have here in the studio.
Send him mezcal.
And as always, as you're...
You have to punch me?
No, what?
Are you trying to punch me?
Oh,
I'm going to punch you.
Does it make you feel like a big man?
We just put away 18 El Capitans together. I think that deserves triple high five.
And I'm sick of having to pick up the bill because I'm the new one.
What, you don't like Frederico?
Frederico makes me feel fine.
Let's text him. Maybe he's awake still. He was the party.
I just think that we should not clock out next time.
I want to text Frederico. Fuck you.
It was technically a business meeting.
I would think we had our best.
Look, we'll just track
the
it.
The work is done we'll with Frederico's help.
Just track it via satellites, okay.
I said yes to the dress, and so we're going to prom now.
Yeah.
See you next week, nerds.
Who are those three drunk girls at the bar?
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Hold on, let me find some dice. I'm on a D&D podcast.
Are you?
Probably.
Are we sure?
I like your wig, though.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, Steve.
Now's a good time. You're fired.
We're voting Chonky off the island.
Yeah, we're voting Tristan off.
We hope you have your vote.
It's just you two now.
I quit.
You have to play four characters each.